Sybil.
Oh, my mic wasn't on either. Happy voting day eve, Mr. Joyner.
Yes, it's voting day eve.
Yes, it is.
And it's the first day of daylight savings time. We're back. How'd you sleep? Did you keep waking up thinking, oh, I'm late?
I did.
You did?
I did yesterday and today.
I didn't have a problem yesterday.
I know. This is your time.
This is my time. But I just kept waking up. Oh, yes, fast.
I love this too.
I love it.
To give rather than to take away.
J. Anthony Brown.
What is going on? What's happening, everybody? I'm in the ATL.
All right.
Super Dave, cut it right
Super Dave,
there.
I'm sorry, man.
I want everyone to turn to their cowboy fan.
Yes.
And give him a big hug.
Oh, the hell with that.
I know you love it.
You give him a hug.
Come on.
Every cowboy fan.
Sorry, cowboy fan.
Deserves a hug today.
No, we don't. We don't hug, man. When's the best time to kick a man?
When he's down.
When he's down.
That's the best time to ever kick a man. That's true.
That's just mean.
Can you think of a better time to kick a man?
There is not a good time. There is not a good time to kick somebody when kick they're down. A man.
Them birds dropped it on them cowboys, Sybil. That's what them birds did. You know how birds are.
But it is hard to hug them when they're down.
Yeah. It's very difficult. It's easy to kick them halfway.
It's hard to hug them when they're down.
You're going to have to reach up. I'm going to reach down a little bit. We'll meet in the middle.
Wow.
Well, the one good thing about it, they probably ran out all the cowboy insults last week because they went hard last week.
I don't think they ran out of them, Jay.
No, I didn't.
I know.
I'm not out. Okay. Chris Paul ain't out.
Sorry.
Sorry about that. Sorry for your loss.
And the Redskins.
Yeah. They're
used to that.
They stuck RG3.
Back in there.
I figured it out with RG3. And, you know, I'm not a football player. I mean,
no, you're
professional.
Not.
I don't know anything. But his braids are too loose. That's what it is, player. They're just all over the place. They're just loose.
I haven't seen braids like that in an awfully long time.
Yeah. There's some old school braids. Yeah, some old school braids.
I don't have hair.
Yeah. I don't at all. I can't speak on it.
But if I had to choose, say
you went someplace where they're going to give you hair. I'm not choosing that.
No, I'm not choosing that.
That's not the style most people would.
Thank you, Sybil.
If the Lord said, okay, you can have hair, Tom. Now, whose style do you want? Well, the last one I pick would be RG3.
Let me see. What other book you got? This is your
RG3. Black Tresses.
Yeah.
And he might as well give them up because it's not good luck. I understand.
And speaking of giving
up hair,
Joe Morgan
needs to give
up his
hair, too. Because you're on a streak or something.
Yeah, you hold on to that because you're on a streak.
He's holding on.
But he's
and
on
Joe Morgan needs to give up two play. He Who? Really does. On Scandal.
Joe Morton.
Joe Morton. He needs to give it up. He needs to let it go. It's gone. It's all gone. It's all gone, Sybil. I can't listen to the long speeches he has with that hair. With no hair.
Especially Kerry Washington is coming up this morning.
I wanna know
how many takes.
Those speeches take.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
those,
a lot.
How much you got to wipe
those,
off?
Those
how
much? Daddy, daughter.
And then how much do you have to wipe off your face? Because he's spitting.
He's spitting some knowledge.
He's spitting more than knowledge.
He's spraying. Olivia.
Olivia, no, I am your father. I'm your rain. I'm your water. I'm your sunshine.
Wake up. Mm-hmm. Stop spitting, man. I'm just waiting for her to say, man,
I'm your
stop?
Moon, I'm your sun, I'm your river, and you don't know. Okay, Joe, all right.
Okay, Joe.
All right, Joe.
Okay, I get it.
Get it, man.
Say it, don't spray it.
And the Cowboys lost, and they didn't win, and they lost last week, and they may lose again. Okay, Joe.
Yeah, Kerry Washington is on the show this morning.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be great. She hasn't been here for a while.
Yeah, she hasn't been. Is she campaigning this year for the elections?
I don't know. I don't know if she has time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She's got the TV show. She's got the
baby.
She got the baby, and she's got the online clothing line. Yeah. She doesn't have time to campaign, and she campaigned hard.
Yeah, she was really.
She really did campaign
big
hard.
Asset for and the he president's could, administration.
And the Democrats and the president.
They sure could use her.
Ooh, not looking good.
It's not looking good.
I'm really hopeful that the polls are wrong.
I'm hopeful that the polls are wrong too.
But Sib,
the Democratic candidates. Mm-hmm. That are distancing themselves
from the president.
From the president.
Yeah. There are a lot because.
A lot of them.
Their polls indicate that they're not pleased with what the president has done. Very few. You will notice very few.
And if you look at what the president
have asked
has
for the
done.
President to come out, yeah.
If you just look at his record and not the rhetoric from Fox News and the rest, you see that this man has done an incredible job.
And that's what he's saying. On the few times that he's been able to get out there and tell people, like, beyond the radio, you know, interviews that he has with us, he is getting out there and saying, look, the unemployment is down less than 6% for the first time since, I got into office. And he's showing it.
Gas prices under $3.
You know, and education.
Healthcare.
But it's really, it's a hard road that he is fighting, as well as those that are
running
as
Democrats. And
his
fellow Democrats who are running don't want him to help because they want to distance themselves
from his record.
And then you want us black people to vote for all the Democrats
right.
who are trying to distance themselves from the black president.
Yeah.
Now, it's
crazy, Tom. It's almost schizophrenic in the way that we are being
so
asked.
So how
to,
am I supposed to support?
No, you have to support what has worked for you up until this point.
I don't get it.
And people are being swayed by a lot of the rhetoric, but. But the good
it's
news, the good news is, and I'm not sure how this will all play out tomorrow night, but the good news is that so many people have taken advantage of early voting. So many record numbers of people.
Yeah.
And the
but
hope
we don't know
is,
the results.
We won't know till tomorrow.
And that
in
would
some
be good
cases
if a lot of votes didn't haven't been shown up missing, you know.
Yeah, well that's
yeah,
another
and
thing.
You got that.
That's another thing that we're gonna have to look for after tomorrow too, Jay. But there are a lot of states in which the races are really too close to call, like where Jay is now in Georgia, the Senate campaign. They
None?
Say that could go into January in a runoff. So there's a lot at stake here. And if you like what the president is doing and you want to give him some help, because if he loses tomorrow.
But the people that you want to help the president, they don't like the president.
I don't think they. It's not
that
they like him.
They don't want to even be close to him.
I don't think you can say that they don't like the president. They are just very fearful of the way the media has presented the president and his policies. And so it's incumbent upon us to show the good that the president has done and for the people that need it most. And those are our listeners. Those are our people. And we have to say it's not a question. It's not it, although it shouldn't be. It should not be a popularity contest. And we have to get out and vote. We have to. It really is.
And vote for the Democrats. That don't want to be with the
No, even so. Because
they don't want the president's help.
It's a political situation. I mean,
and
I don't think we can say that they don't like the president. It's they're very fearful. And so, and because
they don't want him to ruin their chances to win.
Well, yeah, they're fearful of losing.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to go out there and
that's some crazy support. I don't get it.
I know. But it's a lot like love. It doesn't make any sense to you. You like who you like. You go with who you go with. And then in the morning you go, oh, my God, I did that. But in the end.
Right.
In
Simo,
the
you
end,
wake up and go, are you still here? Oh, my God, why?
Oh, my God. When are you leaving? But in the end, it can only work for our good.
Okay.
All right.
Break it down.